asking for a favor. 需要别人帮忙，需要对方的时间，该怎么开口呢？要怎么说才能让对方甘愿给你十分钟呢？ Let's find out the best way of asking for help. Hello, 欢迎来到 Executive Plus 主管与沟通力的 podcast. I'm Sherry, an educator, certified coach, and style enthusiast. 我相信专业有效的沟通是语言跟逻辑的完美结合。
And I'm Nick, a startup consultant, corporate trainer, and late-night gaming junkie. I believe great communication requires the right mindset and solid frameworks.
我们希望带给大家职场英语的技能、跨文化沟通技巧与其他能帮助您成为出色领导者的工具。
Join us each week as we share our experience, research, and methodologies to take your communication and language skills from good to great.Hey everybody, welcome back to the Executive Plus podcast. Today, we're going to take just 5 minutes of your time to talk about how to ask someone for 5 minutes.
Exactly. So last time we talked about this coach on Instagram. So I really like her account. And then she did another post on how do you ask for favor, specifically asking for someone for their time. 那我们大家都知道嘛，其实时间是非常珍贵的一件事情。但是我们通常在请对方给我们大概五分钟、十分钟，简单的可能开个会，问对方一些问题的时候，我们都会很容易的就是去问说 Can I bother you for 5 minutes? Or can I take up 5 minutes of your time? 那听起来是非常有礼貌，但是呢，它其实是会给人家一个不是很好的印象。
And as a reminder, this woman on Instagram specifically gives advice to women who feel that they're in a male-dominated workplace. So again, if you're in a place that has very strong personalities, or let's say you're even just a junior on a team, when you come across and ask these kind of questions like, hey, can I bother you for 5 minutes? Or is it okay if I just get like 5 minutes of your time? It sounds very polite, but in a situation where people are very aggressive, people are very ambitious, or again, in the case where you're a lower or a junior member of the team, or let's say a female in a very male-empowered environment, this may come across a little bit too demure, or it may come across a little bit like you're holding yourself back. But a lot of times it's a workplace where power or confidence is expected. And so her point is just you need to bring more power or confidence or more directness to what you actually want to say.
So even something like, can I ask a favor? 你仔细听一下，我们刚刚讲到 bother or take up or ask a favor. 那其实这一些字它的意义都是有点把自己稍微降低了一点 right? 当人家听到了你要 bother or take up their time or they're asking a favor. 你第一个想法就是 they're going to bother me. I'm going to have to give up my time or they're going to ask me for a favor for free. 那有很多人其实会马上就会觉得说这个印象不是很好。When we're really asking for time, we really need to think about how to approach that so it would benefit them as well.
And what we're advocating is not that you shouldn't be polite.
Right.
It's that you should understand the situation that you're in. If you're among colleagues who have a lot of mutual respect, then being polite just is the right thing to do. Like, hey, can I just bother you for a minute? Or can I just get a moment of your time? I don't want to take up too much. That's okay when the other person sees you as an equal.
Right.
But when you're in these contexts and situations, as Sherry said, where someone's just going to be like, yeah, you are bothering me. Or, yeah, what do you want? Are you really going to take my time? My time is valuable. If it's that type of attitude, then taking a different approach is not about being rude or not rude. It's about being assertive when you need to be assertive.
So instead, you could try to say things like, oh, I have something exciting to tell you. Do you have 5 minutes?
Bring a little bit of hype to it, mm-hmm. make it feel like someone's like, oh, ooh, exciting mm-hmm. news or gossip. Okay. Mm-hmm. Crap, it's work. But that's okay because they didn't give you the time. But just emphasizing on that, just mm-hmm. be like, there's been some really interesting updates or there's been some exciting updates to this case. Let me just cover it in about 5 minutes.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, I want to share an update with you. Do you have 5 minutes? Again, these sentences sounds like you're benefiting them as well. And then honestly, I think for especially in a lot of situation where women, we tend to, even though it's something that we, I think it's going to benefit the other side, we tend to say, can I bother you or take up your time? I think it's just us trying to be more polite or just to be, you know, people please, especially for me. But sometimes if you think about it, it is an update. It is something that's exciting that the other person should know.
And just that switch of language, mm-hmm. the contrast from, can I bother you? Yeah. Or is it okay if I just ask a favor? Mm-hmm. To, there's really exciting news, or I have a critical update for you. Mm-hmm. Just by changing like that one word completely changes the tone. And it goes from someone like, oh crap, this is probably not good, to, oh yeah, tell mm-hmm. me right away. I want to hear.
Now, if it's something that is not really exciting and you don't want to oversell it, you can simply say, I need to talk to you about X, Y, and Z. It will just take 5 minutes.
And so this is switching the idea of, instead of asking a question, mm. you just directly tell someone right. what's going on, and then they can make that decision. I need to grab you for 5 minutes to talk about the last meeting.
Right.
So it's not a question. You're not trying to bother someone. You're just directly saying, it's like, this needs to be handled. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of people, especially like myself, a driver, that's fine. You just tell me what you want. If I have to go the back and forth of like, do you have time? Oh, when do you have? When do you have that? Just be like, I need to talk to you about this. And then I can decide, yes, I have 5 minutes or I don't have 5 minutes, but I know exactly what is going on. So the other way that you can just say it is like, after this next meeting, I need 5 minutes of your time. Skip the whole like, when do you have free time? What's your schedule? Can we talk now? Oh, you can't talk now. I can do that. Just directly be like, after this meeting, I need 5 minutes of your time. Or after you get back from lunch, I need to talk to you for a minute. Just be clear about when. Mm-hmm. And even better is like, after lunch, I need to talk to you 5 minutes about this project. Mm-hmm. Now the person knows when, what, and even where, potentially. Right. It's just they know, and then they can make that decision rather than turning this into a, oh, is it okay? Oh, when do you have time? You know, is it okay if we talk about this kind of thing? You just directly say what you want.
And sometimes you can even say, let's just do a 10-minute powwow. And that's it. The fact that you're inviting them to do something, again, it just sounds more positive and it doesn't sound like you're bothering them or it doesn't sound like they're doing you a favor. 那如果对方不行的话，他当然他就也会说，哦，我没有时间，那我们约什么什么时候？ So you don't have to always ask if they can do this. Just do, let's do this. And if they cannot do it, they'll let you know and you guys can arrange time.
And again, a gentle reminder, this is not something that you should just approach every situation mm-hmm. blindly with. Being polite has its merits. Asking people like, can I just bother you for a couple of minutes or can I really get your time? It has its time and place. And what we really want to emphasize is that context of if you're in a very aggressive situation or you have colleagues who will just kind of treat you as though, oh yeah, you are wasting my time, then just adapt your language to the situation. But if you're in a place where, you know, everyone's really polite, everyone's being very accommodating, going back to that, like, hey, is it all right if I just get 5 minutes of your time? That just creates a sense of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. So it's about the context and it's about understanding who your audience is. We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you will start thinking about what are the right contexts and situations to use these. Talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Executive Plus podcast is a Presentality Group production. Produced and hosted by Sherry Fang and Nick Howard. You can search us on Facebook, 主管英文 Executive Plus. You can also find us on Instagram, Communication R&D, and email us at sherry@epstyleplus.com.